Again, we are continuing our coverage of Iowa High School Athletics, joined by our Diarmid 4 Radio key player of the game in the 11-1 win for Indianola over Des Moines Lincoln, Bryant Ritchie, the sophomore left-hander. Bryant, let's start with it. Right off the bat, you come out here in the first inning against the Des Moines Lincoln squad, breeze through that first inning. I think it was 8 pitches all you needed. Yep. What was going through your head there through that first inning, just getting a good start to tonight's contest?
Well, we had a good plan set up, just had to throw a lot of strikes, and great defense behind me, I knew, so I just had to fill the zone.
And going to that top of the first inning, or bottom of the first inning, excuse me, just kind of a unique setup for the way that the offense came about there for you guys. One hit in the inning. You come away with 3 runs, though, and being able to capture those 3 runs on just one hit as a pitcher, how much did that put you at ease seeing the lineup come through in that spot?
Yeah, that was great for us. Just helped me out a lot with being able to mess around, throw with a lot more confidence, knowing that we can put some runs on the board. We did a great job.
And you follow that up there in the bottom of the, or in the top of the second inning, excuse me. If I can get these innings correct, that'll be really good here. But top of the second inning, you come back, strike out the side, 2 of them swinging, get that third one looking. Maybe a little bit more of a generous strike 3 call on that third one. But just as a pitcher who's just continuing to grow here, been able to come out and strike out the side there in the second inning after the offense came up with 3 runs for you, how important was that for you to come out and back up the offense to get them back in the dugout?
Yeah, I had to help out my team. We were hitting great, so just needed us to get some more hits in. Just did my job, the team did their job, and we got a win.
And, you know, from there, the offense kind of stalled out for Indianola, right? It was getting on base a couple times, or a lot of flyouts, a lot of bats put on the ball, but just not a lot of success being found there in those middle innings there. But you were continuing to deal on the mound. What was kind of going through your mind as the offense was starting to stall a little bit, and you're looking up at the scoreboard and you're seeing only one hit through 3-4 innings and 3 runs on the scoreboard, and then Lincoln starts to make their rally?
Mm-hmm. I just knew as long as we kept doing our jobs and making plays, getting outs, and getting back up to bat, we'd find it at some point. We ended up finding it there at the end of the game, getting a few more.
And as a starter, too, when you're watching your teammates out there play and they're doing all the hitting and trying to add those runs for you on the bump, and then the defense is even kind of helping out there, too, some miscues made by the rail splitters here this evening, how much of a difference is that for you in the dugout as you're mentally preparing to go back out there and pitch, watching the defense for them make mistakes, and just how much confidence does that give you seeing that, you know, you don't necessarily maybe have to be as strong, because even though the offense might not be putting together the at-bats that they're wanting, they're still coming out with those results?
Yeah, that kind of helped, just seeing them frustrated a little bit, being able to help me on the mound, being able to help our batters just put the bat on the ball at the plate and everything.
And again, we're talking to sophomore left-hander Bryant Ritchie, our Diarmid 4 Radio key player of the game for the Indianola baseball team, following an 11-1 six-inning win against Des Moines Lincoln. It's been a great stretch of baseball here for the Indians. Last week, a big win against Dallas Center Grimes, you know, ranked highly in Class 4A. It's a 4-on-1 week in general. Now make it 5 out of your last 6 that you guys have won. What is it about this team that has allowed them to just really find their rhythm here as you've gotten late into the season?
We've got a lot of bats, a lot of big games that we've won, played a lot, and I think we're trying to figure it out, and we finally did with both offense and defense.
And, you know, looking back at the last, you know, 6 games that the Indianola Indians have played here, what has been the biggest difference from the start of the season to where you guys are currently at? You feel like within the realm of those different components of the game, where's the biggest difference you've noticed from this team from start of the season to now?
Oh, we've put a lot of runs on the board lately, and at the beginning of the year, we were struggling at bats and getting some runs in, doing good with people in scoring position, and we've done really good at that lately, getting runs on the board.
And now you look at the rest of this week. This interview is going to re-air again on Tuesday morning and Tuesday afternoon. We're hoping that you guys get in the game against Bettendorf, but you got them on Tuesday on the schedule at least, and then on Wednesday at Des Moines East, which will be a preview of your postseason matchup with them as well. Only difference will be it'll be at their place on Wednesday versus that first playoff game going to be here at home. But you look at the rest of the week, what's going to be the key for this Indians team to continue to build that momentum going into postseason action?
I think we just got to show up and do what we do and win some more games, get ready for postseason, and gain some more confidence.
Bryant, Awesome performance here against Des Moines Lincoln tonight. Best of luck moving forward. And, again, congratulations on the win and on the 8 strikeouts here against the Rail Splitters.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was our DeArmond 4 Radio Key Player of the Game, Bryant Ritchie, following 8 strikeouts in a 5 innings pitched win here against Des Moines Lincoln. 11-1 the final on Monday night.